even the smallest shift can start turning us. It's like a big ship, and you just move it a little bit, mm-hmm. and then eventually it's sort of going over here. And it's just sort of striking me that how much of the teachings, how important it is for us to remember that even the smallest little mm-hmm. shift that we can do actually mm-hmm. can have such incredible benefit mm-hmm. as we go on. And I don't know if he wants to.
That's a tela de danga tao zamo yo nese. Kang yo sena. Rungushiga songsong dene jemba ngosu to ma to na soso ke lapa yepa ne lapa yamba na lapa yamba ne lapa yepa la teju jona dana range te konon dan sanno tonso dan range ke gomba ke cho ke te tsam joka te na lama zungi des te pena chechung mepa ke gewa ke sendan gewa ke cha pe chung chung yina pentop chenpo yo sare te denpa re
ta sem yang da hui na gewa chenpo yo re denpa chenpo yo re yang chung chi xe bai na na nga mo tene sanje xa jia tuba de tene tata ki sanje xa jia tuba ki gongma de nsa re jaga la dung su pe tu jo kama tene tene jaga la jago Ashoka, Kerasha, but you read Chichi Jabuta Kotama.
Ashoka, go, Tupo won't book a jelly.
To me, Machila,
but it.
Talking to be on Machila, Kung Mama, Kunki, or Mama, the Lamadis, and
last.
The Pugure, or who miss some Pugusum, Zemose de Gure, to be on Bopayo Gure, Payo Nugala, Coram to be on Bopayo Gure, and Jim Jig Jago, and Jim Pugu, some gun is Jenny to Gure, call a Puya Kayo Mare. 네, 코치. 부구치 많이. 제만 바라카는 야랑 투비 엄보기 동생은 나 표현을
해. 사레.
사레. 나 투비 엄보 투배 그런 게 쌤들 챙겨요래. 가신 조생하는 배 신단 야배 세배 줄에 단 렌버레. 네, 이나 양원이 좀 알아서 잡으나. 딱 갈아서서나 달아보거나 초보 잡이다. 두자면나 선로 야고 그래 짠 이어 말게. 이나 양 그런 게 선로 상부 됐단 걸 때네. Mahompala, Yabo Ashokas, and Samburan like Kerachambodi, Kala than the Chambers, Kochima Baragan, Sanjila Kula, Sonny, so Yashi Savare. It was all the similar rather, send it some Mayapoyana, Yumiore, Kerachan.
Yeah, there's tremendous value in even the slightest virtuous deed that's done with a pure motivation. An historical instance of this is that when the Buddha was begging one day, he came across three children and who were playing. And one of these children took an instant liking to the Buddha and thought he really wanted to offer him something. But as a small child, he didn't have anything to give the Buddha. He didn't have any food to offer him or anything else. But he wanted to give him something. So he reached down and he cupped his hands and filled them with sand. And he poured that into the Buddha's begging bowl, with a pure intention. Now, if you think about it, if somebody poured sand into your plate or into your bowl, you might get angry. But of course, the Buddha didn't get angry because he recognized the child's intention. As a karmic result of that, that child was later born as the greatest of Indian monarchs, King Ashoka, who united Central India and caused the Buddha's teachings to spread widely. And became probably the greatest patron or supporter of Buddhism. Built huge temples and all sorts of stuff.
Regarding pure motivation, I find as I try to practice generosity specifically, no matter what, there's always some little taste tone of pride behind. What can be done about that? Or I try just to be mindful and, okay, there it is, again and again and again. But it seems very pervasive.
규들 셈바 첨부 열어 얘기 제법 뿌셔요 얘기 제법 땅셔요 등하게 제법 인산데 맞습니다 셈바 첨부 열어 갈라 단 디디 파땅 산나 다 미기래 말하라 온자 가야 여 말에 단 근데 내가 그거도 빼는 거도 셈바 매바 가라 차서나 단 차란 사람 나고 나는 추던 거래 나고 나 추던 육자 거래 디 가와 육이 가래서는 딱자 당겨 말에 가서 고추들 셈바 여 말아
Rinpoche said, well, this happens to us because we have a sense of personal history and accomplishments, and we bulwark our sense of identity by thinking, I gave this thing, which was of so much value, I have done this, and so on. The remedy for this is to recognize that once you have given something away, whatever value it had to you up to that point, it is no longer yours. It is no longer your concern. It is no longer your business. There is no point for you having any attachment to it whatsoever. You should let go of anything you have given as completely as you let go of mucus you deposit in a tissue. Nobody wants to keep the tissues filled with mucus. So, in other words, when you give valuable things, think of them as mucus. So what happens is we become proprietary about our generosity. If we have given something or donated something or we have assisted others in some way, we feel a sense of ownership. But actually it's completely wrong. We don't own the person, we don't own what we gave away by definition. But we tend to feel some ownership and then we want control.
Thank you.
What if you're generous and you don't feel ownership, but it occurs to you that you've improved your karma as a result of that behavior? Is having that thought a problem?
The jemba tong zane dene dang le zambo sa yes yapore sana de jegerebes.
Did that say kawa komsana yapore wa na? Yapore kawa komsana wa na yapoche ye? Dine di simji namjala pengwa shok sana de?
No, that's fine. Just think, I have accumulated good karma by doing this. May all beings benefit. That's fine. It's important, actually. Positive reinforcement of virtuous deeds is important.
Good question. Thank you. It seems in the working life and with other people outside of my life, my body, speech, and mind is pure or just is better. But home and family and it just lacks that purity. And
Lega leve capsula dead womanship when a junction somebody orders. Namada but our it. In a non alert sana
Well,
you can't expect unceasing perfect harmony in any family. But the problem in that type of situation, Rinpoche said, is that usually it's easier for us to be mindful and aware of our behavior and in control of ourselves outside. But when we get home, because of our concern about our family, we become very reactive. And we think, they're not listening to me, and things like that. And when you think that thought, oh, they're not listening to me, then you become resentful. And you display an angry countenance, which only increases their tendency not to listen or whatever it is, and the whole thing escalates. If you can remember that your fundamental intention in giving, you know, for example, when you're advising your family about something, is benevolent, and stick with the benevolence, the fundamental motivation with which it starts, and not let your intention be lost in reacting to their reaction to you, it will work better.
Is sometimes when you give, whether it's something material or if you're generous with your time with somebody, it can feel like you reach a balance where it could be harmful to the other person, where you give and give and they take and take. Is there a point where to be less generous is actually less harmful, or is the intention to continue giving and it's up to the other person to work out what they have to work out?
And then Michi,
Well, in that instance, as in many instances of generosity, you need to use your intelligence to determine what will the result of giving this actually be. What will the result of withholding it actually be? The same issue comes up with the issue of financial contributions. How are they going to be used? For example, if someone asks you for money, but they're going to use it to buy alcohol or drugs or tobacco or something like that, are you really helping them by giving it to them? And the same thing is in giving the person, in satisfying their seemingly insatiable need for your time and attention, are you actually helping them or not? You need to apply your intelligence to If somebody has expectations of you, then if you have given them, fulfilled their expectations once, and you've seen that they misuse what you've given them, whether it's time or money and so on, then when they return to you and ask you for more, then you can clearly say to them, I gave you what you wanted, and you misused it. I'm not going to give it to you again. And that will, you won't come to resent it. Because if you keep on giving something that someone is misusing, you will eventually resent it. And they will give up their hopes on you and they'll go bother someone else. So we'll stop here.
Thank you. Thank you.